MVPs, you know what time it is. It's another week of fantasy football. We have glory. All right, week four. Season is going by. I don't know. Fuck the speed of the how everything's going. Let's just focus on what's... Why do I always do that? All right, let's just focus on what's going on. Vikings at Saints. Well, it's in London. The Queen would have loved to see Kirk Cousins versus Andy Dalton, but, you know, she won't be alive for this one. Saints D is really good. Vikings offense, I don't know. Kirk Cousins primetime TV just never equates to something good, and he's going up against a good Saints D. He just turns into a different quarterback. He's just, like, afraid. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's on the road, too. Even more reason not to like it. Vikings offense doing nothing. Saints offense, how we liking that one? Vikings defense is actually a very underrated unit. They're strong. They can stop the run. They're healthy this week. They weren't healthy last week. I mean, you're going to expect a lot of runs. It's going to be a low-scoring game. They're going to be thinking they're watching rugby in London, not football, like with the way they just like punt back and forth and run into each other and tackle and pitch and just bodies slamming into each other. It's going to be a rugby game in London. I would say under is a good play. Just I don't like primetime scoring in that game. Who's going to win? I don't know. Both teams are just going to pound into each other. It's not even like there's no strategy. Browns at Falcons. Browns defense is really going through the injury bug right now. And the Falcons, they're playing good football. They're running the ball really well. Drake London's been a matchup nightmare. And Kyle Pitts is putting up big-time numbers in this offense. So the Falcons are flying. The Browns defense, you know what? They've statistically been good. But last week against the Steelers, there was a window of light for the Steelers to do something against that Browns offense. And I can see the Falcons doing the same thing against Cleveland, just moving the ball down the field, figuring out ways to do it. It's going to be all right. It's not going to be exciting. It's not going to bring home the bacon, as they say in show business, but it's going to work. And for Cleveland, you can expect a lot of Chubb, just a ton of Chubb. Falcons can stop the run. They're a big unit, but that Cleveland O-line, they move mountains, and they're going to move mountains for Chubb, and Chubb on the dome surface. He went to University of Georgia, games in Atlanta. It just seems tough for Atlanta to, it's a tall task for Atlanta's defense to stop Chubb for an entire game. Falcons can stop Amari Cooper. It's going to be just a lot of running, and Atlanta, they're going to try to run too. I feel like that game's just an under. Let's just go double under. Under Cleveland, Atlanta, another game that's not going to bring home the bacon. I like the under in Minnesota, New Orleans more. We'll give that one a 7.5 confidence, and we'll give Cleveland, Atlanta 6.75. Next up, Washington at Dallas. I like Dallas to destroy that Washington secondary. The Washington secondary has been playing terrible as of late. I don't know. Like it's going to be tough to run against Washington, but Dallas, they can throw on Washington. They definitely can. That opportunity is going to be there for this offense. What else do we got for Washington? We got Carson Wentz going up against Dallas, and Dallas's defense, they're not bulletproof by any means necessary. Wentz has looked good at times. I could see Wentz rebounding. This has low key over. I'm going to say over Washington Dallas with a 8 confidence rating. Like both offenses should be able to fly in the dome. I could definitely see that happening. Seattle at Detroit. Who's going to win that game? Dallas Washington. Could go either way. I could see both offenses doing. I'm not in love with either team to win. Seattle at Detroit. Detroit's really injury bugged right now on offense. Jared Goff is thrown to Reynolds and Hawkinson. Both DFS plays. Both. You know, you think Jamal Williams is an automatic shoe-in DFS play, and you have to use him just because he definitely could perform like one, but he always underperforms when these situations are given to him. But still, you just got to roll with the chosen one, as they say. And Jamal Williams, Seattle's D is terrible. Like, they are really bad. They can stop the run. They got some big boys, a big linebacker, but big boys up the middle to really stuff those running lanes. But Jamal Williams can run through them, and Jared Goff can pick apart that secondary. You see Fis and Khalif, those guys can get open down the field. Goff is going to get, he's going to have open targets. Goff and the Lions offense will be fine despite not having St. Brown, Chark, and Swift, maybe their three best offensive players. Still, Detroit's offense can do their thing. Seattle, on the other hand, they can do their thing too against Detroit. Detroit's defense has looked I'd say it's like so inconsistent. Sometimes they can stop the run, sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can stop the pass, sometimes they can't. Geno Smith is playing well. DK Metcalf and Lockett, those are two wide receivers that just can do things in that secondary. Seattle can win this game. It's Detroit. Originally I'd say this game is for sure an over, but Detroit's so beat up. It's like, how can you go over? They're missing their deep threat on top of all. They got great depth, though, at receiver. Those guys are going to step up, but we're just going to pass. All right, Tennessee at Indy. I mean, the Titans on the road and a game where the Colts run D is really good. The Colts secondary is also playing really well. Not in love with really anything in the passing game for Tennessee, and not really in love with Derrick Henry, but yeah, it's just going to be like a slow game for the Titans. And for the Colts, you can't really run against Tennessee as much as people think you can. They're definitely going to try to give Jonathan Taylor all the carries he can. I really see this as a battle of the running backs in this one. Both teams are just going to run, pound, kick field goals, maybe a touchdown here, maybe a touchdown there. We're going to say under for Tennessee and Indy. That game feels strong. I'm going to say 7.75, more than Minnesota, New Orleans. All right, next up, Chicago at Giants. Okay, so rain is official. Let's just double check. With these forecasts change everything, and that's why we wait so long for these things, because forecasts really just change it all. All right, so Chicago at Giants. Both teams are going to try to run, especially in the rain. That's like what both teams will do and want to do and can do and will do, and both quarterbacks are going to run. I love the over on the props for rushing QBs. New York Giants, Chicago. Both hurts, both Fields and Jones are going to run. They're going to run for their lives. They have no one to throw to. It's raining. It's pouring. That game is under with a capital 10. If they both teams, maybe three touchdowns, four is pushing it, but it's just going to be a sloppy game with that clock rolling. And yeah, Jacksonville at Philly. Light rain is in the forecast, so we're not going to determine rain as a factor here. Jaguars defense is either underrated or overrated. I'm going to lean more towards the overrated section here. And Jalen Hurts has an opportunity to prove that. Their secondary really doesn't have that much talent. It's a good front seven, but that secondary is beatable. Hurts is playing on fire right now at home against Jacksonville. I expect him to have a nice game and continue his very strong season. Very strong season for the Eagles. Miles Sanders probably not going to be run. Is that even an Eagle? Miles Sanders is probably just going to be run to a brick wall more often than not. But you know what? He can bust a big run. No, he's going to run. Eagles offense is going to move. Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence is playing surgical right now, but this Eagles secondary, you just can't get open against. You just can't. But Trevor Lawrence is so good at spreading out the ball that he can find open weapons. I don't know. I don't like this game. I feel like it's a potential Super Bowl matchup 10 years down the line when Brady and Rodgers and Mahomes are just figments of our imagination. I'm calling it now, early Super Bowl game, 10 years in the future. You can say I would heard it here first, but for this matchup right here, I lean towards the Eagles. All right, let's keep it going. We're not going to put it. What do we like better, under Cleveland, Atlanta, or the Eagles? Eagles or under Minnesota, New Orleans? Under Minnesota, New Orleans. Okay, so we're going to put it at 7. I don't really like it. I just don't. Don't even play anything on it. All right, next up, Jets at Steelers. I like the Jets. I just like the Jets as a team this year. I never have liked them ever. Like, actually, well, we liked them when the Fitzmagic, Brandon Marshall days. But just this Jets team, Zach Wilson can fling it. And the Steelers, they're not 100% anymore, and it's showing. There's a lot of open weapons that Wilson will have. The run game is doing good. I like Hall. I like Carter. Not as fancy options, just as good running backs. I like the Jets to be all right. They can move the ball. And the Steelers, they could be all right too, but their offensive line is their downfall, and the Jets will definitely bring it at them. I'm not going to do more Najee Harris props ever again, but I do like Najee Harris to do a lot in daily fantasy, so we'll just put him there. It's different, I'm telling you. All right, anyways, Steelers, they should be able to move the ball okay. I mean, it's a must-win game for Trubisky. That's definitely the truth. If he doesn't win this one, they'll be having the pitchforks waiting for him in the parking lot. I still like the Jets. But we're not going to touch that game, but I like the Jets. I like the Jets. Super Bowl matchup. I'm just kidding. Well, this is actually an AFC Championship matchup right here. Buffalo at Baltimore. Rain is in the forecast. It is Facebook official. Let's just make sure it's all four quarters. They're saying it's going to rain. They're going to say it's going to rain. And that, well, that means Lamar Jackson's really going to be running the ball a lot. It also means that Josh Allen is, Allen can play in the rain too. He can run. He'll throw to everyone. He'll get everyone involved. Diggs will be his guy. Diggs should get open. But in the rain, it's hard to like it on a daily fantasy level. Like in a reality level, yeah, I'll be all right. But I don't know. I don't like the over at all in this game. I like the under. Baltimore's just going to try to kill as much clock as possible, keep Josh Allen on the sideline, and Buffalo's going to try to kill as much clock as possible and keep Lamar Jackson on the sideline. Rain's going to be a factor under Buffalo and Baltimore. We like that game more than I say. It's a good sleeper game. All right, next up, the Chargers and the Texans. I don't know why I gave a Jersey accent, if that was Jersey. All right, Herbert, without Keenan Allen, there's just something missing in the puzzle. It's just their offense looks a little weak, but luckily for them, the Texans' defense is just garbage. Mike Williams is going to get a lot of targets. This has to be a Mike Williams breakout game. Like, it has to be a Mike Williams breakout game. It also has to be an Austin Eckler breakout game. He doesn't look good at all. He just doesn't. But there's going to be opportunities. The Chargers will be able to move the ball. And Eckler is going to catch his little passes and do his little dance. But it's not looking good for the Chargers this season. Now, hopefully it looks better for them when Keenan Allen is back. But right now it does not look good for them. They're going up against the Texans. This is a game that they have to win, and they should win. The Texans, how are they going to play this one? I mean, they can try to run the ball, and the D-line does not look the same without Bosa, but this D-line can still play. Don't be fooled by that long James Robinson run. Like, this D-line, this front seven, they're a good, strong, like, cohesive unit. Pass rush, is it going to get to Davis Mills? Probably not, and the secondary is semi-beatable. I don't know. Texans are going to, like, make this game more difficult than it needs to be. I'm going to say Chargers are going to win. We like that at an 8. I do like that as an 8. They should win. They should win. Like they kind of have to. Arizona, especially in that AFC West, you got to get any win that you can. In the AFC South, it's almost like it's up for grabs completely. Let's see. That's it for the morning games. Afternoon, three games. Arizona at Carolina. Weather is not a factor here. I don't know. Kyler Murray's just not playing well now that he's got a road game against a good defense. And he's just not playing well. Rondale Moore may or may not play, but Kyler's just not looking good. Hollywood Brown showed up as questionable, but let's just assume he plays because, I mean, let's just assume that is the case. But I just don't like, they just don't look good. And running the ball, not going to be so easy against Carolina. That front seven is kind of what makes their defense strong. I don't like Arizona. I just don't. And for Carolina, Christian McCaffrey running against Arizona, there might be some holes. They could even throw the ball a bit, but Baker Mayfield is a sorry quarterback. I'm sorry. Like, he should not be in the league. Though maybe things change in this one. Maybe this is the Baker that shows up that almost took this Cleveland Browns to the AFC Championship game. Maybe. I don't like either side of this matchup. Like, this matchup's just like two teams that are trash, but you know, it could produce some upside. New England at Green Bay. New England's just trying to escape this game with no injuries, no anything. No anything is really what they're just trying to do. They're not even trying to win the game with Brian Hoyer at quarterback. And Jacoby Myers is out. Devontae Parker, he might get targets, but if Jair Alexander plays what he's expected to and guards Devontae Parker, then it's just Aguilar and Bourne just throws up the middle. Green Bay's going to close it. The Patriots are going to try to run. They're going to try to keep Aaron Rodgers off of that football field as much as they can. And you know what? New England's going to do an okay job at doing that. But Aaron Rodgers, on the flip side, he's going to come out and he's going to have some openings, but nothing like too automatic. Nothing automatic. I did air quotes. I don't know why, but it's just, nothing's going to be automatic. Running the ball with Jones and Dylan. I like them both to do their thing against New England. Yeah, New England's got a big front, but Green Bay could really run, and they're going to run so much that's going to set up the play action, and then that's how they're really going to run their offense, Green Bay. It's going to be a lot of running, then some play action. In the end, Green Bay is going to win this game just because Green Bay can score whenever they want, and New England can't. On top of that, we're going to give Green Bay a 10. They're not losing that game. And we also like the under Green Bay, New England as a 9. Strong, very strong with that game. And I'll tell you why. Because Green Bay's not going to try to run up the score. They're just trying to get wins and move on. It's a long season. Aaron Rodgers, what, almost 40? Broncos at Raiders. That's where you do the Raiders voice, not for the Steelers. Russell Wilson, let Russell cook. He is not cooking, but he does look good at, though. Let me take a sip. He's throwing those bullet passes to Sutton. I'm telling you, he throws some liners at Sutton, and Sutton's catching every single one of them. Vegas can't guard him. Judy can get deep. And when Judy gets deep, Russell Wilson's going to take his chance, and all of a sudden he's hitting those guys, and he is cooking. And then you got Javonte, who's going to clean up the mess. And then Melvin's going to clean up Javonte's mess. And all of a sudden, you add all this recipe together against a Raiders defense that only prides itself on its pass rush, which the Broncos can do a good job of limiting the pressure. All of a sudden, Russell Wilson is cooking. He is cooking. As Russell Wilson says, you got to be unlimited. Mr. Unlimited. That's how he's going to be. And for Derek Carr, it was a funnier video when you saw it. Anyways, Derek Carr, he's got to play catch up. Like, that's just what has to happen. And with Renfrow out, Moreau out, Jacobs, it's not going to be that much a part of the game plan, but he'll still catch his passes. Jacobs will be like a nice little fantasy outlet. But he's got to hit Devontae, and Devontae's going to be seeing some double coverage for sure. And if it's not Devontae, then it's Waller, because that's basically what this offense has to do in order to survive in the NFL in 2022 for this Raiders. It's not going to be easy, but it is possible. But for Russell Wilson, it will be easy. It will be easy. And I like Denver really stating a message that their offense is going to be okay. And I like both teams to score. I like Denver more. We'll go Denver with a 6 and the over with a 6. It's a small little parlay you can play on the side. Kansas City at Tampa. The game's in Tampa Bay. Like, it's just, this is a game where Tampa Bay has to win for the state of Florida. And that's just the truth. Kansas City's defense is not looking that good. Like, it's looking all right. Their pass rush is solid. Their secondary is aggressive. But you know what? Tom Brady's got a lot of weapons, and they're all expected to return, and Kansas City cannot start to count who to guard. Like, they can't. And then Fournette's going to just run across, you know, run right through a five-man front with one linebacker, 4DN, and no one to help support. And Fournette's just going to sprint through and find the second level, and Tampa's just going to win. Kansas City, do they have a chance? I could see Mahomes dancing around, prancing for his life, you know. Like, that pass rush is going to come hard and heavy at him. Like, there's a big game for the Bucks. And the secondary, it's a good secondary. And you know what? This Kansas City wide receiver core, Tyreek Hill not there, is actually showing up to be more of a problem than originally thought, because all of a sudden defenses, you know, don't have to really respect the deep ball. They got to get Mecole Hardman a deep ball and kind of like shut everyone up. That's definitely a possibility, you know, just to get this defense not playing so close to the line of scrimmage. But it's going to be really easy for Tampa, and Tampa's going to win that game. I'm going to give Tampa Bay a solid 9 if everyone plays, which they're all expected to play. 49ers are hosting the Rams. This 49ers defense is playing strong and aggressive. The Rams are not going to be able to run the football. They're not. So it's going to be Stafford through the air. He's going to find Kupp. He's going to find Robinson. They're all going to do their thing. Sort of. 49ers are going to play tough. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy. It's going to be a lot of field goals for Rams. It's not going to be an easy game. For the 49ers, this 49ers offense is not good. Garoppolo actually is fine. It actually is not that bad. Running the ball, not going to be easy against Aaron Donald in that front. They would love to establish the run, but with Trent Williams out, it's going to be even tougher for the 49ers to run. I don't like the running for the 49ers. That's the bottom line. For the pass, throwing the ball, as they call it in football, for the 49ers, not in love with it either. Lots of throws to Kittle. It's gonna be a low scoring game. Do we like the over, the under for it? I like the under. I like both teams to kick field goals under. San Francisco, LA Rams. Let's put that at it 8. So the favorite plays of tomorrow, Green Bay is for sure going to win. Under Chicago, New York Giants. Yeah, that game's definitely a slugfest. Under Green Bay, New England. Love that. Yeah, love that. Tampa Bay. What did I put here? I put over Washington, Dallas, which I do like a lot. And I put the Chargers. Okay, those are strong plays. And then you can throw Minnesota on one of those parlays for fun. For daily fantasy, you'll see below.